We're up to the laws of Hanukkah. Which oils and which wicks could you use? So basically any oil and any wick is okay, so long as it lights. The ideal is olive oil. Today it's customary that we use candles of wax, because that has a very nice clear light. Rav Chaim David Halevi holds that you do not fulfill your obligation with an electronic menorah, with electric lights. What? Okay, that's what he says. The ideal mitzvah, he says, is to light when the stars come out, and you have about a half hour after that, and that's the time that ordinarily people walk around, so you're doing Pirsa Maneis. There are Ashkenazim that they light their Hanukkah candles adjacent to sunset. And today, it's not such a, doesn't make such a difference, because the prime lighting, what we're doing is for the family. So the ideal is make sure everyone's around when you light, your family. Later in the night, you could light as well, if at least two people are up in the house. If everyone's sleeping, so then it's not so clear whether you can make a blessing, you'd still light your Hanukkah candles. We also, very often we have people outside until 1, 2 in the morning. Look, last night, right by my house, there's two guys standing outside at 2:30 in the morning. So there's, they were just coming back from a nighttime learning. At any rate, so there are people about. So maybe at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, there's almost no one around. But you can really light much later into the night. L'chatchila, though, ideally we do light at the beginning of the night, and we light with all the family around. The first night, we're going to make three blessings. There's the blessing over the lighting of the Hanukkah candles, Ladlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. Then there's the blessing of She'osa Nisim Lavoseinu, thanking over the miracles that we have. And then there's the blessing of Shechayonu. Now, if you didn't make Shechayonu the first night, you forgot, you can make it the second night or whenever you'll remember. We make the blessing during the time of lighting the Hanukkah candles. And here there's a question, when should you make all the blessings? Lahadlik Ner obviously has to be before lighting. What about She'osa Nisim? So he holds that you should make all the blessings before lighting. Lahadlik Ner, She'osa Nisim, and Shechayonu. Okay, from the second night onward, we'll only make two blessings. No more Shechayonu. Shechayonu is only on the first night. After you light the candles, so we say, Haniros Hololu. It says in Maseches Sofrim, that after lighting them, you declare, what are these candles? These candles that we're lighting are because of the miracles that happened to our forefathers, etc. So that's a paragraph that we say, Haneros Alolo. You could technically light Hanukkah candles from Plaga Mincha an hour and a quarter before the night. You just have to have enough oil there so it'll light a half hour after the stars come out. So that's what we do on Friday, right? You can't light after sunset on Friday, so we make sure to light early enough. We just have enough oil or big enough candles, so it should stay lit after the stars come out for another half hour. Now, we have a custom to light Hanukkah candles in shul, and we make a blessing over it, because here we're lighting Hanukkah candles for everyone to see. But when you light, if you're the one that's going to light in shul, you did not fulfill your obligation for lighting for your home. Our sages instituted that every home has to light Hanukkah candles. So we make a second blessing at home. We make the blessings all over again.
What about Shechayonu?
Also, very good question. So he says, if you're not lighting for your wife and the rest of the family, do not repeat the Shechayonu. Because if you're only lighting for yourself, so you made the Shechayonu in shul, right? If you're lighting for your wife and the family, so then you can make a Shechayonu at home again. But if not, so then you're right. Then he says you should not make Shechayonu again.
But if you're lighting for your children and your wife, you make Shechayonu.
Yeah. If you're going to light a second time, you lit in shul. Now, you were the one who lit in shul. Meaning, we're talking about the guy who was actually the chazan, who's doing the lighting. After he did it, so if he's going to come home and light again at home for the family, then he could make a Shechayonu again at home.
So you have Kavanah in shul that he's not Yotzei in shul, or he's only Yotzei?
You're not Yotzei in shul. It's not your house. You're doing a minhag to do Pirsum HaNisa in shul. But you're not Yotzei, your house is Chiyuv in shul. The only issue is, if you made a Shechayonu on this mitzvah in shul, you can't make Shechayonu again on this mitzvah at home. But then if you're being Motzi new people, so on their behalf, you can make the Shechayonu at home. We customarily light Hanukkah candles between Mincha and Ma'ariv in Shul. What do we do on Friday? So also, ideally, we light after Mincha. Now, how do we work it on Friday? So Friday, we try to daven Mincha Gdol. We try to daven Mincha extra early. Because until you get your candles lit, until you get to Shul, you're lucky if you get there before sunset, right? That's the nature of things. So one thing you have to remember is not to light candles after sunset, right? Just like you don't light Shabbos candles, you're not allowed to light Hanukkah candles after sunset. Now, you don't make a blessing over the lighting of Hanukkah candles unless you have 10 people there. What happens on Friday? You don't have 10 people very often. I had this many years that came time to light the Hanukkah candles. I was the only one in shul. Everyone's running late. So I was a bachelor. It was easy for me. What do I got to take care of before Shabbos? But there's a big question here, whether you can make a blessing over lighting the Hanukkah candles in shul if you don't have 10 people. 10 people is a representation of the crowd. If you don't have that, so who said you can make a blessing? So we light the candles and we don't make a blessing. What happens on Matzei Shabbos? So on Matzei Shabbos, we light Hanukkah candles in shul. And then you have different customs. Some people have the custom that you do Avdallah first. That's my custom. And then after you finish Avdallah, you go and light your Hanukkah candles. To do Avdallah first and then light Hanukkah candles. There is a custom, yeah.
Why do people do the menorah first? Isn't like then to do something that's a regular mitzvah?
Because you don't really have that much time for Hanukkah candles. Assuming your time was from sunset for a half an hour, so you're really tight on time here. Even if it's from tzeis for a half hour, till you finish Ma'ariv, you're really tight on time. Where's Larry? I don't know. It's going to take him a few more minutes. Right, but ideally the first half hour is when you should do it. Machlokas, whether after sunset or after tzeis. There's a custom in many places in the world, Jerusalem is one of them, that in the morning when you come to shul, you light Hanukkah candles again. We don't make a blessing, but just like in the temple, they'd light, according to Maimonides, they'd light the candles in the morning too. So there's this custom to light Hanukkah candles in the morning as well. Where I was growing up, they did it. Here in Israel, I haven't seen it. It is the minhag of Yerushalayim, so I don't know why I don't see it, but that's the Jerusalem minhag, and many congregations and chutzorts also do it. Where do we place the Hanukkah candles in shul? We put it on the southern wall, just like in the temple. They were set up from east to west on the southern wall. And the person who lights it should ideally be standing on the south, facing the north, just as they did in the temple. We start all the way to our right, the candle that's near the Aron HaKodesh. And every night, we add another candle going to the left. When you light the leftmost, and you go over to your right, so that you're moving towards the right. You begin with the leftmost candle, and then you shift towards the right. Very often you make a Hanukkah party, and you light Hanukkah candles just to show everyone it's Hanukkah, so you don't make a blessing on that, right? What happens if before your time was up, the Hanukkah candles blew out, but you didn't put it in a place where it had to blow out, or like by me happened a few times, the kids were waiting till I wasn't looking, and you know what kids do. You know, it's like the birthday cake. They're waiting till you're not looking, and then they blow out your candles. So you'll see, kids do that. I remember as a kid, I did that. It's not your problem. You know, you lit it properly, and you try to ensure that it stays lit. But whatever, you can argue that no, if you know you have kids around, that's considered you didn't light it properly because you knew they might blow it out, so then you got to try and watch that they don't blow it out. If you lit it in a place where it was obvious the wind would put it out, so then you have to relight it. But if you lit it in a place where it was reasonable to expect the wind would not put it out, and then something happened and it did go out, you don't have to worry about it. You did your mitzvah. You can't light it and then start carrying it around. You have to light it in the place where it's going to remain lit. You have to put it in a place where you're doing the mitzvah and light it. So what happens if a guy is sick in bed? So you should, if he can't move out of bed, he should ask someone else to light on his behalf. He writes over here, he can make the blessing, and then his messenger we'll do the lighting on his behalf. But you gotta light it where you're going to fulfill your mitzvah. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time. Yeah.
What about somebody, if you're in a situation where you can't light, like say you're in the army, right? Your wife, can like my wife at my house read it?
We will get there. We will get there. That's the very next halacha.
What if I'm not here for this? Yeah, I'm serious. Like, right. With other things going on, like
he's a reservist. 30,000 people were called up yesterday.
As many halachot as he wants.
Okay.
Just, I missed something to begin. Just if you mentioned